Now, the thing that hangs like an ominous cloud over the book, it's like a cloud way yonder in the distance. Remember, Elijah sent his servant to see, and there was a cloud coming. And he came back and says, there's a cloud about the size of a man's hand. And Elijah said to his servant, and also to old Ahab, he said, you better get your hip boots. It's going to rain. And believe me, there's a weather prophet that knew what he was talking about, because it rained. And the drought was over. And what you have in this little book of 2 Timothy is the apostasy, a dark cloud on the horizon. Now, that has broken like a storm, like a tornado, a Texas tornado on the world today and in the church. Now, what do you mean by apostasy? Well, Webster defines apostasy as total desertion of the principles of faith. And as we indicated back in the first epistle, apostasy is not due to ignorance. It's a heresy. Apostasy is deliberate error. It is intentional departure from the faith. An apostate is one who knows the truth of the gospel and the doctrines of the faith, but he has repudiated them. He has rejected them. Now, Paul here in 2 Timothy speaks of the ultimate outcome of gospel preaching. The final fruition will not be the total conversion of mankind, nor will it usher in the millennium. On the contrary, there will come about an apostasy which will well nigh blot out the faith from the earth. And in fact, there are two departures at the end of the age. One is the departure of the church, which is called the rapture by Paul, caught up to meet the Lord in the air. That's a departure, and that leads to the departure of the organization, the old shell of the church that's left down here, a total departure from the faith that enabled the Lord Jesus Christ to give these startling words, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find the faith on the earth? And that is couched in the Greek language in such a way that the answer is, no, he will not. Now, this, of course, is not in keeping with a social gospel today, which expects to transform the world by tinkering with the social system. These vain optimists have no patience with the doleful words of 2 Timothy, and they call me an intellectual obscurantist. And whatever that is, it's not good. But nevertheless, the cold and hard facts of history and the events of the present hour demonstrate the accuracy of Paul. We are now in the midst of an apostasy which is cut to the pattern of Paul's words in remarkable detail. Now, the visible church has entered the orbit of an awful apostasy. The invisible church today is still here, and I wish it was a little more visible than it is, but it's on the way to the epiphany of glory. It's on the way to the rapture today, and it is a very comforting thought in these days in which we live. Now, the thing that's being preached today, and Paul's going to emphasize the Word of God here as he does not in any other epistle. In fact, both Paul and Peter are in agreement. Both of them wrote a swan song. 2 Timothy and 2 Peter are that. And in both of those epistles, they put the emphasis upon the Word of God and the gospel.